Start that first of all.
Okay, another one, everybody.
Superb. It's nice to find you with Chris Wilder for the FA Cup match of the day. Chris, thoroughly professional performance from your side, I thought.
Attitude was outstanding. Work ethic was first class. They're things that we pride ourselves on. And we've got some boys that can play, and it's been a good afternoon for us. So, you know, people look at the draw and, you know, you see that the league positions and think it's a formality, but, you know, we have to beat what's put in front of us, and we've certainly done that today.
In terms of the changes you made as well, three, which other teams have made more, Sheffield United have always got a reputation of taking this competition and all cup competitions seriously, and your team selection today showed that, didn't it?
Yeah, we gave a debut to a young goalkeeper who's done outstandingly well, and we think a lot about him. And we've had a couple of injuries, so we've picked a strong side, and you know, they've performed to the best of their ability.
Clean sheet as well for the young lad. He's probably pleased with that, and you're pleased from your point of view from the whole back four or back three.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just about getting into good habits. And making sure that you do the right things at the right times. I think we did that right away through the 90-odd minutes. We made really good decisions. We played on the front foot, and when we had to defend, we had to see it out, even, you know, when it's absolutely lashing down with rain in the, you know, in the 90th minute, there's still people getting back and making sure that we see the game out. And, you know, it was a big day for the goalkeeper. You know, he's... And when you make your debut, you want it to go well, and it has done, and you want a clean sheet. So, and he's got that. So the lads in front of him can, you know, have done a job for him as well.
Got to mention Harry. He's got the match ball. Thought he was terrific this afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't think he started off very well. You know, it was a different formation that we played, and we had to pass it. But once we sort of got to grips with it, he came alive, and when the game opened up, you know, he found space. He's possibly a little bit disappointed that he's passed the poor Coots when he possibly should take one on as well. But constant threat, as all the players were going forward, you know, really drove the game forward and had a real appetite for the game this afternoon.
In terms of your other goal scorers as well, goes from all positions, really. I don't think you've really been that troubled, and that's a testament to the attitude of the lads from minute one, isn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, you come into these games and sometimes you do have a Sunday feeling about it, you know, and back end of the weekend, and it's important that, you know, we're used to playing in front of 19, 20,000 people here, so, you know, we understand the situation. It's all pay, which is fine, so it's a little bit different to the league game, so we had to make sure that, you know, we started at a good tempo and played it a high intensity game to get us into a mode, get us into a rhythm, and we did that.
And just finally, any preference in the second round? I'm presuming somebody at home.
No, it's, you know, we understand where we can go. Is some really good teams in the competition still, and some tough teams. So, but we said if we produce that type of performance and the attitude and the work ethic, as I said at the start of the interview, you know, I don't think anybody will be wanting to play us. But, you know, we're in the act, and that's what we wanted to be, and we thoroughly deserved our result.
And I think by my reckoning, maybe 14 of 15 unbeaten in all competition. You're playing really well, and the lads are really putting shifts in, aren't they?
Yeah, we know that if we take the foot off the gas, then the next game round the corner is the one that can end that run. So they've got a great, as I said, appetite to work hard and do well for each other and the football club. And so, as a manager, you know, that really puts me in a good position to have a group of lads who are willing to do that.
Congratulations, Chris. Thank you.
Have a
look.
Take care.
Thanks,
guys.
Mate.
See you later.
No, you don't need anything to do,
do you? No, that's fine, mate. All right, that's absolutely fine. Thank you, Casey.
Cheers, Kev.